A Monument of French Folly by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Gary Appleton. It was profoundly observed by a witty member of the Court of Common Council, in council assembled in the City of London, in the year of our Lord 1850, that the French are a frog-eating people who wear wooden shoes. We are credibly informed in reference to the nation whom this choice spirit so happily disposed of, that the caricatures and stage representations which were current in England some half a century ago exactly depict their present condition. For example, we understand that every Frenchman, without exception, wears a pigtail and curl papers, that he is extremely sallow, thin, long-faced and lantern-jawed, that the calves of his legs are invariably undeveloped, that his legs fail at the knees, and that his shoulders are always higher than his ears. We are likewise assured that he rarely tastes any food but soup magrie and an onion, that he always says, "Bagar, aha, that you tell me, sir," at the end of every sentence he utters, and that the true generic name of his race is the Monsieurs or the Parlez-vous. If he be not a dancing master or a barber, he must be a cook, since no other trades but those three are congenial to the tastes of the people, or permitted by the institutions of the country. He is a slave, of course. The ladies of France, who are also slaves, invariably have their heads tied up in Belcher handkerchiefs, wear long earrings, carry tambourines, and beguile the weariness of their yoke by singing in head voices through their noses, principally to barrel organs. It may be generally summed up of this inferior people that they have no idea of anything. Of a great institution like Smithfield, they are unable to form the least conception. A beast market in the heart of Paris would be regarded an impossible nuisance. Nor have they any notion of slaughterhouses in the midst of a city. One of these benighted frog-eaters would scarcely understand your meaning if you told him of the existence of such a British bulwark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?